This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Fernando Frescas. King Soopers has filed a lawsuit against the union responsible for organizing the strike of thousands of workers. The Kroger-owned grocery chain says the union is unlawfully forcing them to enter into a bargaining agreement with out-of-state unions in Washington and California. King Soopers workers went on strike at 77 stores across the state last week. They're demanding better staffing and lower prices. Colorado's Democratic senators want to protect so-called sensitive spaces from potential federal immigration raids. CPR's Caitlin Kim reports.
Senators John Hickenlooper and Michael Bennett want to limit ICE arrests at places like hospitals, schools, and churches. They're joining 19 other Democratic senators to sponsor the Protecting Sensitive Locations Act. The Trump administration has rescinded an earlier policy to stop federal immigration officials from entering certain places, including food pantries and domestic violence shelters. Bennett says every Coloradan should feel safe to go to school, church, and the doctor without fear of arrest. The bill is unlikely to advance in the Republican-controlled Senate. In Washington, D.C., I'm Caitlin Kim, CPR News.
The Senate Judiciary Committee is looking into why a former police officer was hired at the Denver-based U.S. Center for Safe Sport despite a history of sex crime allegations against him. Republican Senator Chuck Grassley of Iowa wants the abuse watchdog CEO to answer for how the center misread flags about former Allentown, Pennsylvania Vice Officer Jason Grassley. Grassley has been arrested multiple times over the past 3 months for crimes he allegedly committed between 2015 and 2024. The center fired Grassley in November after learning of the arrest. This is CPR News.